for you, he'll find a way. At times the load is heavy, at times the road is long. When circumstances come your way and you think you can't go on, when you're feeling at your weakest, Jesus will be strong. He'll provide the answer when you find all hope is gone. He'll find a way. For I know if he can paint a sunset, put the stars in place, I know if he can raise up mountains and calm the storm-tossed waves, and if he can conquer death forever to open heaven's gates, then I know for you, I know for you, he'll find a way. For I know if he can paint a sunset and put the stars in place, I know if he can raise up mountains, calm the storm-tossed waves, and if he can conquer death forever to open heaven's gates, then I know for you, I know for you, he'll find a way. At times your heart is breaking with the pain that's so intense, and all you hold are broken pieces to a life that makes no sense. He wants to lift you up and hold you and mend each torn event. He'll pick up the pieces that you thought had all been spent. He'll find a way. For I know if he can paint a sunset, put the stars in place, I know if he can raise up mountains and calm the storm-tossed waves, and if he can conquer death forever to open heaven's gates, then I know for you, I know for you, he'll find a way. For I know if he can paint a sunset, put the stars in place, I know if he can raise up mountains and calm the storm-tossed waves, and if he can conquer death forever to open heaven's gates, then I know for you, I know for you, he'll find a way.
Tommy Goforth, and he's been hearing a whole lot about this church. This church, to me, is what a church should be. And I appreciate you folks, and pray for us up there. I haven't been going to church because I won't even go into the reasons, but there are several of us up there that are looking and that are wanting for what we don't have. And the Lord knows best, and sometimes you just have to wait on God. And there's a need in our family right now amongst members that I will not talk about, but when you pray for those of us that are up there. And this week and next week is going to be a trying week, but the Lord will make a way. That song that young lady just sang, that the Lord will make a way, and because God is in control, And it's amazing. You can live your life and do your and work. I work at the senior center there in Springdale, and it's amazing the people that God has sent my way. And there's something in a person that you know that God is there. The kindred spirit, I think it's called. And there's a young man. Well, I'll say young man. He's in his 70s, but he's a great author. And it's a well compared to 90-year-old. Well, okay. He's a great author, and I've sent down a couple of books that he has written. And what I said to him, his name is Kenneth Uptegrove, and I said to him, I said, where did you hear this? Because this is the materials that I have listened to ever since we came out of a worldly church in 1985. And he said, I have picked it up here and I have picked it up there. So I know that God keeps the best for his own. And I know that God plants the seed where he wants it to grow. And it's amazing. I've worked with a lot of people, a lot of seniors. And it's how quickly we reach out to one another because we feel that kindred spirit. And so I'm glad to be here. I don't know, my fiance and I are planning to be married. You know, you have to go on living, and it's good that God gives us the desire to go on living. And I want to serve him, and I believe that God will tell us where to move and tell us what we should do. The highway department, after all these years, is taking the house, taking my home. I've got about 2 weeks before they're supposed to be up there to appraise the property. And so the Lord knows what he wants us to do, and I'm glad to be here, and it's the spirit here it's wonderful. There's a joy here that you don't find, and I appreciate the Lord.
Well, I guess I'll put my 2 cents in again. Well, I didn't really plan on talking that much, but, it looks like I am anyway. For those of you that, well, alright. This church, I may be a body brat, but as Dad calls himself, I may be a body brat, but at least I'm not out there in the world, not knowing I could have been born out in the world without knowing what God can do. I could have been I could have been on a bunch of stuff. As one of my dad's worst memories back in when he was in school, well, this is his testimony, but I'm not trying to steal it from him. But I'll tell you what he tells me. When he was on the bus, when he was going to school, and when he was on the bus, he could smell pot from all the other kids, and he said, and the bus driver said, if y'all don't share with me, I'm gonna tell. So he had to deal with that, and because he had short hair. This was back during the 70s and 80s, and A lot of people had short hair down to their shoulders, and every time he got on the bus, someone would thump him on the ear. So I can tell he was praying. He was praying that he could pretty much get to school alive, pretty much. And must have been tough back then, if you were in the body. And then he tells me he had a beetle haircut. I have, and I think that's right to your eyebrows, right? I guess, yeah. But I could have been out there. I could have been born out there. I could have been one of those smoking pot or marijuana or whatever you want to call it. But I'm not. I could be doing drugs. I could be doing all that stuff. But I'm not. And I'm happy I'm in here. Safe in the arms of God.
Say a few words tonight. Brother York was talking about wanting to be where things are buzzing. Reminded me of an article I read in the Conway paper this week about on Billy Goat Hill. I didn't know where Billy Goat Hill was. I asked my sister, and she said, "Well, it's in the southeast part of Faulkner County." So this man was had broken into this house, and he was escaping on an ATV, and he ran into a beehive. So when the police caught him, he had about 50 to 100 stings, so his evil caught up with him. But lost my train of thought. Give me talking about the bees. But I was thinking about, you know, Brother Tucker one time, he said, "What is your motive for coming to church?" You know, he said, I think he thought, well, maybe some of us don't have the right motive. He said, some go to church as a fire escape. And he said, the Bible does command us to worship the Lord. But, you know, he said, we have a selfish motive. We want to be saved and we want to escape eternal death. And yet, I hope that we come because we enjoy worshiping the Lord and not just, you know, not just a social gathering. But I won't call his name, but I was telling one of the brothers here about 5 months ago, I started feeding this stray cat, and he said, "Well, I hate cats." Well, you know, I felt sorry for this cat, and I kind of liked it for a while, and I've grown to where I hate that cat. When I left this morning, I said, "I won't have to see you for 12 hours. And, you know, I had never had a cat before. At least if it was a dog, it could bark and let somebody know it was on the, let me know somebody was on the premises. But, you know, at first I liked it, and I got to think, what value are you to me? I mean, every time I look out on the porch, he's either asleep. Sometimes he'll wander off, but then he's either asleep or he's looking. He knows about what time I feed him, and he's looking at the door wondering when I'm going to come feed him. And I thought, what value are you to me? So that's a motivation to come to church, just to get away from that cat. Some of you, I hope you don't get upset about what I'm going to say, but some of you may have read this article in the paper yesterday, and I didn't realize that we were only 10% human. It said that we're 90% bacteria, viruses, and microbes. So, so it said on our forearms, there's 44 species of microbes. So that was kind of enlightening to know that I'm only 10% human, but so we're an illusion. We're not reality. We're not in reality 100% human, but out here in the religious world, you know, there's some stuff that goes on is not reality. It's just an illusion, and we want reality. And the older I get, the more I realize what a world of illusion we live in. That politicians, you know, I used to think, well, they're halfway decent, but the more I see, the more I just, like that cat, I don't think much of them, but they, you know, the more you see, the more you realize that our minds are manipulated by the media, by talk shows. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Brian Williams, they don't tell everything that's going on. There's things going on behind the scenes that we don't realize. And, you know, when we went into war in Iraq and Bush said, well, we're fighting terrorism. And I thought, well, whether he's right or wrong, but, you know, we didn't go to war to fight terrorism. While we have been in Iraq, most of the time Bush was in office, our southern border was wide open, and anybody could come across the southern border. So it's all a charade. It's all an illusion. It's all just a game that is being played. We're being manipulated. I think we could have caught Osama bin Laden, but we didn't want to catch him because the government has to create an enemy. If we have an enemy, then the people will rally behind the government. So it's all just propaganda, and we're just all being manipulated. And you know, like, I mean, some of you may have known, I'm sure some of you have known this long before, but the older I get, the more I realize this. And I've been watching this DVD by this Christian man, and he's got a radio program, and it's called The Forbidden Secret. And he goes into some of this stuff that's going on, that wars. I used to think America was a peace-loving nation, you know, and now I realize that we get into wars just for ulterior motives, you know. And so you get awakened and to this world that we're living in illusion. It's not reality, and it's going to be a reality that counts in the end, that anything that's not real is going to be done away. So I didn't have a lot to say, but we've had plenty of time tonight to testify, so I thought I'd get in my few words.
It's been a while since I've testified, but a lot's been happening in my life lately, more than I acknowledge. And as I kind of sit back sometimes and self-reflect, I can't help but be thankful for what God has been doing for me over the past couple weeks. Sometimes you feel like you get so excited about things and about serving the Lord, and then you go to school, and then you go to work, and reality sets in. You get the pull and the grind of people that don't know anything about God, or if they do, they're so far out in the world that sometimes it feels like it's hopeless reaching out to them. And they kind of bring it down sometimes. But so I was just kind of going on this week, and I got up and testified the other day about seeking a job opportunity that had come up for me and my business. And I didn't know how to approach it. There's several things been going on, but sometimes with day-to-day life, bills get kind of higher and your income gets lower, and just different things happen. But as this week was going, we and I have been praying and kind of calling out to God, and we didn't really know what was going to take off for us. And we decided that we were going to go eat at Chick-fil-A earlier this week, and just go and just try and have a good evening. But we were sitting, we walked in and we sat down with our food, and I looked across the row, and one of the guys that works for an athletic business, they train them to build up athletes, and this would be a great opportunity. I was actually thinking about this specific group of people that would really benefit from what I do, and I was like, man, okay, I got to have the courage to talk to this guy, and I don't know if he's just one of the employees that work there that just train, or if he's one of the coaches, or what he does, but I gotta give him my card, and I just had my cards printed off last month. They didn't know if they were going to give me any or not, but I stuck around long enough, they decided to give me some. So, but I had a business card with me, and I was going to wait for him to leave, and Brittany said, stop staring at him. I was like, okay, all right, I'll talk to him. But I got up and I talked to him. I said hi, I told him who I was and that I worked for New Balance, and I started talking to him. He's like, he told me his name, and that he was actually the co-owner of that building, of that place. And he said, yeah, I've had another shoe company come in, and they gave us some different things, but I haven't really seen them in a long time, and we've been really needing something, so I'd really like to sit down and talk with you about it. And I was just like screaming in joy inside my heart, and I was just like, okay, you know, let's set up a time, let's talk about business. And so this Friday, I finally got a hold of him. At first I called him, and he said, well, I don't really, you know, I don't know when a time would be. So I called him. He said, call back later. So I called him, and we set up an appointment this Friday. And my owner wants to go with me to see if we can kind of draw him in. And he's a very successful man, what he does. And so I think that really, so that's built up my faith. That just shows me that God, if you put yourself in any situation, if you're willing, God can put you in a situation where you need to be. If you're just consistently seeking his will. I know it's not anything that I did. I didn't seek him out. I didn't hunt him down. But God, I just was living my life best I could with God, and he provided an opportunity for me. And I was able to have enough strength through the Holy Ghost to step forward in faith that he would bless me. So I just really wish y'all would pray with me and pray for Brittany. She's got a project that she's working on that some of y'all know about that would really, really advance us to where we would like to be in the church, to be used more, to have more time. I just wanted to just stand up and testify how thankful and how grateful I feel for the Lord that he would have enough faith to me to reach down and touch me and bless me and give me an opportunity. Please pray for us.
Y'all have those words up there? Precious Lord, take my hand. The world's worse about remembering words of songs. Just the chorus. And, Brother Calvin, you'll have to tell Sister Penny that we're not going to let you come back unless you're bringing her with you. You know, we're glad you come anytime. I'm just kidding, but you tell her that anyway. His wife, she only come one time, but she really made an impression on us. She has such a beautiful spirit. We're glad to have Sister Painter and her fiance, Brother Goforth. Glad y'all come. Be with us. We'll be praying for y'all. And we're glad for the Batesville youth being here. And Sister, you can be. Can we call you a youth? Is that right? I bet you wouldn't mind at all, would you? And Brother Andrew Kennemer. Oh, precious Lord. You want me to? I want to keep. precious Lord. Take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. For I'm tired, I'm weak, and I'm worn. Through the storm and through the night, lead me on, let the light break my hand. Precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, oh, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, and I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, and I'm worn. Through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the night. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. For I'm tired and I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the night. Precious hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Oh, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand, for I am tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand, for I am tired, I'm weak, and I'm worn. Through the storm and through the night, lead me on into the light. Precious Lord, take my precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on and let me stand. For I am wise and I'm weak and I'm worn. Through the storm and through the night, lead me on into the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on.
Tyler and Marissa come up here, and they're like, well, you know, Mom, you come, Mom, you come. I was like, you young people go. You know, you young people go. Let me stay home, do my old people stuff, stay home. But I'm not sure what this brother's name is, but everything you were talking about a while ago, we talked about this morning in church. So it's weird how the Spirit just coincides with everything. About a month ago, we went to Memphis, and for about a couple of months, our Brother Davis and Brother Harrington, they've been talking about renewing, going back to do our first works over again. And Brother Davis and Sister Davis and Sister Alicia and Brother Dustin, they've been coming about 3 years. I think about 3 years. And Brother Davis was a pastor. I'm sure y'all know all this, but Brother Davis was a pastor for 20 years. And he found the body and just everything. You know, he's been talking about doing his works over again. Well, I mean, I wasn't born in the body. I was here when I was 9 years old, so I might as well be a long time ago. But I got the Holy Ghost, you know, when I was like 12, I think, and got baptized. But I got married and got out of church. Moved up here and got in church, and I started realizing all the stuff that I had missed. And they've been talking about doing their first works over again. And finally I told Brother Harrington, so you know what? I think I need to go all the way back and do my first works over again. And I want to be baptized and rededicate my life to the Lord. And we all went to Memphis, and there was Brother Davis and Brother Dustin and me. We all got baptized. And it was just, I don't know, it was just like everything in the past. You know, you don't want to look at the past. You want to see where you came from, where the Lord has brought you from, but you don't want to you don't want to dwell on it. You know, I want it to be washed away. To let all the stuff I did when I was at a church, knowing where I should have been, you know, but the Lord has brought me so far, and I don't know why I told y'all that, but but it's a blessing to where we're at, and I want to go on with the Lord. And through the years of me being out of church, when I would go through something, when I would be really down, I knew where to come. I knew that if I was, you know, whatever I was going through, all I had to do was come to church, go up front, let the Lord wash me, clean me. But I was the silly one. I went right back out there and did the same thing. You know, but I don't want to do that anymore. I had something to say that just went out of my head. But I'm going to stay here. I guess what I was trying to say is I come to the church for help so much. You're here. I know my daughter's probably tired of me hearing me say this, but that song, I found that Oasis of Love. Well, this is Oasis. You know, you're at a church. You come, you know where to come to get help, but you go back out. But I've come and went out so many times that I want to be that pool of water that someone comes and asks for help. I've come to the church so much, and I've asked the church for help. I want to be that person that someone could come, and I don't want to have that experience that I have, but I have some experience that I can help somebody. Maybe I went through what they're going through, and I can help them see the light, help them see, you know, you're not supposed to be doing this or say the right thing. But I want to be that oasis. I want to be a part. I want to be the pillar in the church. I want to be here forever, and I just want to go on with the Lord.
But I just want to say thank you for making me feel at home here. You know, it's good to go somewhere 300 something miles away and still feel like you're at home, have the liberty, and have the peace that I feel at home, you know. And I appreciate how the service has been. It's good to hear from someone that it's possible to make it. Being a youth, being a young person, I'm not that young, I'm only, you know, 19, I'm getting older, but being a young person, you get discouraged in the times because you don't know what you're going to do. You get You get pulled down by people telling you how you should live your life, how you need to get a job, how you need to get all this stuff worked out, and it gets stressful. We can get very stressed as a young age. A lot of people don't understand that, but the world has gotten worse than it was whenever some of these ministers were young, and they know that. And it's good to have a place, a safe place to come in and feel a peace that everything's going to be okay and it can get me through the week. Because I can tell a difference that if I don't go to church. I've sold fireworks and I won't go to church the whole week and I'll notice a change in my spirit. I will act different. I'll like nothing I ever was. I'll act just like everybody else out in the world. I'll be miserable. I'll go back to old ways. But and you don't notice it, that going through the week, you go to, Wednesday night services. It's tough sometimes. It's so much easier to go to bed because you got to get up early tomorrow and go to work or go to school. But it helps a lot. And I just want to say I appreciate the church. I appreciate the church for a safe place. I appreciate the ministers for falling with God. Appreciate the music section for picking the right songs because music is a very powerful thing. Is that if they don't follow God's will for the right song, you will notice sometimes you'll be sitting in church and these songs, they'll be thinking, man, that's exactly what I'm going through. That's exactly what I need. Thank you, God, for thinking enough of me, for touching someone's heart, singing a song for me, or someone get up and tell about an experience. It's just for you. And you're sitting there and you thank you, God. And I know you love me enough to do that. If you do that for me, thank you. And I don't deserve it. And I don't want to keep that spirit. I don't want to ever get to where I deserve this. I don't want to ever say, well, you owe me this. God, you don't owe me nothing. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the pain. Thank you for the trials. Thank you for everything, because I know it's making me a better person. And I know if I get to be a better person, I can help more people. I want to be able to live my life to help others. I don't want to live my life to be someone great. I want to put down a pride spirit in my heart. And I don't want to be anything great in this world or anything. I don't have to be anything great in the church. If God just wants me to come and be there for people. Someone to listen to, or someone to lean on in a trial, because that means a lot to somebody. You won't find that in this world. You won't find it in the friends at school. You won't find it in the friends at work, because they don't see that. They don't see that compassion. They don't have it. So I just want to say thank you very much for giving that peace to me. Thank you.
We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. Oh, by the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through. Oh, Jesus Christ has shown the way, and His words we will obey.
We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it all the way.
Oh, we're gonna make it. Oh, we're gonna make it.
Oh, by the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through.
Oh, Jesus Christ has shown the way, and His words we will obey.
We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it all the way.
Well, we're gonna make it, oh, we're gonna make it.
Oh, by the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through.
Oh, Jesus Christ has shown the way, and His words we will obey.
We're gonna make it all the way.
Well, we're gonna make it.
Oh, we're gonna make it. Oh, by the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through.
Oh,
Jesus Christ has shown the way, and His
words we will obey.
We're gonna make it all the way.
Well, we're gonna make it.
Oh,
we're gonna make it.
Oh, by the Spirit.
Oh, glory,
yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Christ has shown the way, and his words we will obey. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it all the way.
Well, we're gonna make it,
oh, we're gonna make it. Oh, by the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through. Jesus Christ has shown the way, and his word we will obey. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it all the way. Oh, we're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. By the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through. Jesus Christ has shown the way, and his words we will obey. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it all the way.
Oh,
we're gonna make it.
Oh,
we're gonna make it. By the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through. Jesus Christ has shown the way, and his words we will obey. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it all the way.
Well,
we're gonna make it.
Oh,
we're gonna make it. By the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through. Jesus Christ has shown the way, and his words we will obey. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it all the way. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it. By the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through. Jesus Christ has shown the way, and his words we will obey. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it all the way. Oh, we're gonna make it,
oh, we're gonna make it. Oh, by the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through. Oh, Jesus Christ has shown the way, and his words we will obey.
We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it all the way. Oh, we're gonna make it,
oh, we're gonna make it.
Oh, by the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through.
Oh, Jesus Christ has shown the way, and his words we will obey.
We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it all the way.
We're gonna make it. Oh, by the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through.
Oh, Jesus Christ has shown the way, and his words we will obey. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it all the way. Yes, we're gonna make it. Oh, we're gonna make it. Oh, by the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through. Oh, Jesus Christ has shown the way, and his word we will obey. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it all the way. Oh, we're gonna make it. Oh, we're gonna make it. Oh, by the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through. Jesus Christ has shown the way, and his words we will obey. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it all the way. Oh, we're gonna make it, we're gonna make it. Oh, by the Spirit of the Lord, we'll make it through. Jesus Christ has shown the way, and his words we will obey. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it all the way.
Spirit of the Lord coming amongst us, and appreciate all of our visitors and want them to come back and see us. And let's just give the Lord a praise before we go home. Remember the needs that were called out this morning, all the ones that were sick and that are traveling. Let's just give the Lord a praise and shake hands and be friendly as we go home. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for this good weekend and fellowship with you. Hallelujah. Give us the strength and grace to go this week. To do your will, to shine a light before this city. Hallelujah. Ask your Lord to be a handle on each and every one as they go out. Hallelujah.